sisters, good morning. Welcome to Sunday worship.
弟兄姊妹，大家平安。我们欢迎大家今天早上我们来参加主日敬拜。
We praise the Lord and we're thankful that we have all three of our congregations together this morning.
我们感谢主，我们三个群哈，我们有华语堂，有英语堂，还有 Bronx， 大家聚集在一起。
And, I know we had a lot of time with a lot of activities beforehand.
我们在这三天里面有很多的活动在我们当中。
Especially this morning.
特别是今天早上特别忙，对不对？
So I'll try to keep the message short.
但是我会讲短一点。
But my spiritual father taught me very well in how to preach.
我的属灵的父亲呢告诉我怎么样讲道。
Very well that I prepare 30 minutes, it will go to 3 hours.
因为我预备30分钟可以讲3个小时。
And I'm sure we all know who.
所以你们都知道他是谁啊。
But we'll be, going into our passage for this morning's message.
我们今天早上要读的圣经就是从这里来传讲我的信息。
Okay, it's going to be from Luke chapter 5, verse 33 to 39.
从路加福音第五章，我们33节读到39节。路加福音第五章33节到39节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 33 to 39.
Okay, you read it in English first.
Okay, this, since I'm speaking, we'll read in English first and then Chinese we'll read after.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, Luke chapter 6, chapter 5, verse 33 to 39, we'll read in English. The word of the Lord says this, And they said to him, The disciples of John fast often and offer prayers, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink. And Jesus said to them, Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. He also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. If he does, he will tear the new, and the piece of the new will not match the old. And no one puts the new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one after drinking old wine desires new, for he says, the old is good. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. 我们一起来读中文的圣经，路加福音第五章从33节到39节。路加福音第五章33节到39节，如果你有圣经的话，请我们一起开声来念。来，他们说，约翰的门徒屡次进食祈祷，法利赛人的门徒也是这样，唯独你的门徒又吃又喝。耶稣对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，岂能叫陪伴之人进食呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要进食了。耶稣又设一个比喻对他们说，没有人把新衣服撕下一块来补在旧衣服上，若是这样，就把新的撕破了，并且所撕下来的那块新的和旧的也不相称。也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，新酒必将皮袋裂开，酒便漏出来，皮袋也就坏了。但新酒必须装在新皮袋里，没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，他总是说陈的好。
This word of the Lord. Let's pray as we illuminate the word for this morning.
这是神的话语，让我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us here in our retreat safely.
主啊，我们谢谢你，让我们三天在这个地方的灵修会平安的度过。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we experienced and encountered your presence.
谢谢主耶稣，让我们在这三天里面跟你有面遇的机会。
Lord, as we head off, may this be a blessing to remind us to stay with new wine and a new wineskin.
所以当我们继续往前走的时候，求你帮助我们成为新酒新皮带。
Lord, may we hold on to this new wine, new wineskin from today till forevermore.
而且求主帮助，让我们的生命就像新酒新皮带一样继续往前走。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名，
Amen. This message was actually prepared a long time ago.
Well, 这个信息是我很早以前就预备好的。
When Pastor Chang was in Taiwan earlier this year.
Well, 当张牧师还在台湾宣教的时候,
our youth group was going through Matthew.
我们, 的年轻人在读约翰福音,
and perfectly it was talking about the same narrative.
在约翰福音里面也提到同样的经文。
But for some odd reason, the Spirit was telling me no.
当时呢, 圣灵好像告诉我说, 不是用新约, 用马太福音。
And I was like, why?
我说为什么要改变到路加福音呢?
A different passage.
Oh, 为什么要用这段圣经用其他圣经不可以吗?
I have no clue. I was a little upset because I worked hard.
因为我觉得有一点奇怪，为什么这个样子？
But when the Spirit tells you, you obey. And so I preached a different message that Sunday.
所以那一天那个主日呢，我就讲其他的信息。
But who knew, as we were preparing for this retreat, the theme was exactly the title that I had.
我后来才知道为什么圣灵叫我把那一段要讲的圣经留到现在，因为后来我们决定，我们这一次灵修会的主题就是新酒新皮带。Yes,
so I was able to just pull this out when Pastor Chang told me that Sunday you're speaking.
所以呢，我很高兴，就是圣灵安排好啊，当张牧师告诉我说。 那个主任讲到你要讲的时候，我很高兴就可以用这个题目。Yes,
but however, the Lord had other assignments.
不是这样而已，神还有其他的指示要给我。Because
last Wednesday when we did our final cell group leaders training.
因为在上个礼拜我们的那个小组的训练。
I realized that the booklet that you have received, it was very different in the English one.
为什么呢？因为中文的跟英文版的不太一样。
So I spent the whole night after that Wednesday night all the way till 12 in the afternoon on Thursday translating it word by word.
所以呢，我就一个字一个字的把中文的重新翻译给英文。
And so there's blood shedded for that booklet, so don't lose it.
所以呢，好像有血留在上面啊，我们就可以分享了。
But I really praise God that He prepared all of this so that I have the capacity to do both.
所以我真的感谢主哈，这个样子让我有机会、有能力可以预备两边的信息。I
think that's what's the amazing thing when we are led by the Spirit.
你知道吗？这是一件很奇妙的事情。当我们依靠圣灵行事的时候，就这个样子。So
I'm amazed to see how many people here in our room has been encountering experience of Spirit.
我在这里要请问一下，我们多少人在我们生命里面有多少机会跟圣灵面遇，让我们的生命经历它？
Okay. Amen. Okay. Well, it's okay. If we're shy, we're fine.
Okay.
Okay. 好秀没有问题. Okay. But I pray that whatever God was doing in our lives, we continue to build upon it.
其实我们的生命其实继续要建立在他的上面。
So I want to set the context of the narrative for Luke chapter 5.
所以我要用路加福音第五章这段话来做传我的信息。
So Luke chapter 5 begins with Jesus calling his early disciples.
第五章在告诉我们说，耶稣开始就在呼召他的门徒。
And as he started doing that, he started to turn the Jewish world upside down.
当他开始传福音的时候，耶稣大概把整个犹太人的思想颠倒过来。Because
everything that a Jewish person thought that's what faith looks like, he changed it up.
犹太人在古代，他们认为好像这个样子的，耶稣就把他们的观念完全倒过来了。And
it showed a couple of miracles before this passage.
甚至有一些话语或者神迹奇事呢，跟这段讲的都有相像的地方。And
the first miracle in chapter 5, he healed a leper.
比如说在 路加福音告诉我们说，他第一个医治的是一个大麻风的人。But
he didn't just heal this leper, he touched him.
你知道吗？ 他不是只有医治这个大麻风的人，他是用手去摸他。You
don't do that.
你知道吗？在古代犹太人，那个大麻风是不洁净的，你手不能碰的。You
make you unclean.
因为你一碰你就不干净。
I know one of my friends, he interpreted it as a joke, that why Jesus told them not to sell, because then everybody will know he's unclean.
你知道有一个朋友在开玩笑，他说，耶稣为什么故意去摸这个大麻风的人 不洁净呢？因为耶稣要告诉他们说，你们都不洁净，我也不洁净，跟你们一样了。
Okay. And then second thing is he healed a paralytic.
然后再来呢，耶稣医治一个啊瘸腿的。
And as he was healing his paralytic, he said, "Your sins are forgiven."
而且耶稣呢，还说了一句很让他们没办法接受的话。耶稣说，小孩小子啊，你的罪赦了。
And it rocked the minds of the Pharisees and scribes.
那当时呢，法利赛人跟那个文士们，他们头脑爆了。
Because they know that only God can forgive.
他们说，嘿，谁有这个权柄可以赦免人的罪啊？除了神以外，不是吗？
So they were saying, who is this guy?
你这个家伙是谁啊你?
And then out of nowhere, he brought a disciple that is a sinner in the minds.
然后耶稣基督呢、他带领他的门徒里面有一些都是罪人的。
And so hence, there was a lot of questions coming from the religious sect.
所以因为这个样子在那些宗教人士的眼中呢他们发现耶稣这个人怪怪的。
So of course, as they approached him, they questioned him about fasting.
所以呢，他们就来找耶稣，挑战耶稣关于那个禁食的事情。
And because the students of the Pharisees and students of Jesus' own cousin John, they fast.
因为那个法利赛人的门徒还有施洗约翰的门徒，他们都很认真的在禁食的，那是他们的功课之一。
Because as they're fasting, it makes them look more serious, doesn't it?
因为当他们在禁食的时候呢，把事情就看得很比较严肃一点。
That's really religion, isn't that right?
那是很宗教性的，不是吗？
But also in their mindset, that's what holiness looks like.
而且呢，在他们头脑里面，你禁食就是很神圣，比较神圣一点，对不对？
But then the disciples of Jesus, they were completely opposite.
但是耶稣的门徒跟这些人家传统的那个信仰呢，刚好不一样。
They weren't that serious looking.
他们看起来好像是。不很严肃。
And I love the Twindale commentary because it says that they were mad at Jesus and his disciples because his disciples were way too happy.
因为呢，因为有一个圣经的诠释者，他说什么？他说这一群人他们看起来太严肃，所以看到耶稣的门徒太高兴，他们不高兴了。
Yes, and they say that they're too happy to be faithful.
换句话说，他们是太高兴，他们对他们的信仰太高兴，所以呢，他们的信仰就很高兴。
So there Jesus' disciples were at Levi's house, and they were happy and partying.
好像是耶稣的门徒呢，跟这个那个传统的那个门徒呢不一样。哎，好像耶稣的门徒到处都在宴会，都在舞会。
And the Pharisees didn't like it when they saw it.
所以呢，当这些法利赛人看到这些人真的不敬虔。
Can I suggest maybe perhaps they were fasting that moment?
可能是当时他们在禁食，他看到他们又吃又喝的，就在嫉妒了。
Scripture actually only requires one fasting in the Old Testament.
其实，在旧约圣经里面，只有提到为一件事情禁食。
Yeah, it's in the Day of Atonement in Leviticus. It's for the Day of the Atonement.
就是在利未记里面告诉我们，犹太人禁食只有一次，一年就有一次，就是在赎罪日的时候。
But however, rabbinic traditions suggest that we should at least fast twice a week.
但是呢 ，twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
但是呢，这些利未人呢、啊，这些犹太人的那个宗教领袖，他们。把它扩大了，说一个礼拜至少要两次。
Yes. So they were practicing holiness by fasting.
所以呢，他们呢，为了彰显出你很神圣，你要禁食。
Yeah, so exterior wise it looked good.
所以从人家看起来好像很神圣，很不错。
Maybe that's why Jesus was arguing on the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 6 of Matthew.
所以为什么耶稣基督可能在马太福音第五章那个登山宝训的时候又是怎么说呢？
When he was talking about fasting, if you're going to fast, fast, but don't disfigure your face so people can see.
所以呢，耶稣在那个时候，耶稣很不喜欢告诉那一些人说，当你禁食的时候，不要让人知道你在禁食。
Because when people see you all disfigured and you tell them, oh, I'm fasting, people will be like, oh, you're so holy.
因为当你在禁食的时候，人家表现这个样子，表现很敬虔的样子，好像很软弱的样子，你在彰显出你很敬虔，对不对？你已经得到你的赏赐了。
Yeah, so that's all you get. But don't ask for more from God, because it's not going to help you.
所以，如果你从人得到很多了，你不要向神求什么，因为呢，神已经不给，因为你给很多了。
Yeah, so the Pharisees were fasting as they saw the scene of Jesus and his disciples.
所以当法利赛人他们在禁食的时候，看到耶稣的门徒不禁食的时候，他们觉得很不爽。
So they were suffering for holiness, but then they see these people just partying.
他们好像是觉得我们为了神圣的缘故，我们在受难，而你们呢，信耶稣竟然很喜乐。
And so they were hungry, walking by, and they smelled good food because it was a party, and stomachs probably moving.
他们可能呢，肚子很饿啊，但是在禁食嘛，但是看到人家在参加宴会的时候，又吃又喝的，他们心里就不愉快。
So anger and judgment comes out.
所以呢，里面的饥饿就产生愤怒。
How many of us gets very angry when we're hungry here?
我们当中有没有经验，就是当你肚子饿的时候，就开始会生气。
And in English, we have a term called hungry angry.
你知道英语有一句话叫做 hungry，hungry就是 angry 跟 hungry 跟 hungry 放在一起。
Yes.
那个就是 hungry 就是饥饿，那 angry 就是生气，所以把两个字合在一起就变成 hungry。
Yes. But it's funny how after you eat, everything's normal.
但是呢，但是你注意有没有注意到，当你吃完饭以后，什么都好了，对不对？
Yes. Yes. When I grew up in the Korean church, and one of the things that they always want you to do is fast.
你知道吗？我从小是在韩国教会长大，韩国教会培养我长大的。那韩国教会很注重敬虔，他们常常禁食啊。
And the greatest respect for people who fast is they fasted 40 days.
而且呢，你知道最会被人家尊敬就是禁食40天。But
honestly, I don't think anybody really can make it to 40 days.
但是坦白讲啊，其实没有人可以真正像耶稣一样做到40天的禁食。But
so we'll fast seasonally.
但是呢，我们就有季节性的禁食了。
So I remember in my home church, they used to fast during Lent season on Wednesdays for the prayer meeting.
Yeah, 就是有时候在那个大灾节期的时候，要纪念耶稣基督受难之前呢，我们就有一个礼拜三禁食这样子。
And so on evenings, as they fasted a whole day, we'll gather in church for service on Wednesdays.
所以我们在礼拜三呢禁食以后，让晚上就聚会。
And the ladies were so mean.
那些，你知道吗？大家肚子饿，所以那些姐妹们呢，看起来就很生气。I
remember holding the door for this lady, and she looked at me, and she was like,
你知道吗？因为我在墙角，在桌角上面，他们看起来就好像是看起来不是。And
so they prayed angry.
所以他们祷告也带着怒气。And
they were complaining about their husbands.
然后他们在祷告的时候就开始埋怨他们的丈夫。And
I remember being there, I'm saying, are these really prayers going to heaven?
我当时在想说，这种愤怒的祷告可以爬到天上吗？
And so afterwards we'd break fast, we'll have a meal together.
所以，但是当我们不再进食了，我们开始进食了。And
after they had the meal,
我们在你知道吗？他开始吃饭以后呢，在吃饭以后呢，they
feel so much different. They were so much different.
就完全不一样了。I
remember the lady went right in front of me when we came in.
所以那个刚来进来的那个姐妹呢，
she looked at me and she was like, "안녕하세요."
看到我了就，你好。
And I was like, what happened?
现在到底怎么回事？
I wonder in our practices, if we're not having a sound mind, is this what God really wants for us?
你知道吗？ 当我们在祷告的时候，我们的心术不正的时候，我们想法不太对的时候呢，你想我们的祷告行吗？
So Jesus responds to the Pharisees here.
所以你知道耶稣就是在这里回应那些法利赛人。
And he asks, can you make wedding guests fast while they're with the bridegroom?
耶稣讲很清楚说，当新郎还在的时候呢，你怎么可能叫新郎跟那个跟随的人一起进食呢？
So Jesus is saying, I'm here right now, we're celebrating, but one day they will have to fast.
耶稣说，我是新郎跟这些伴郎在一起的时候呢， 你还叫我们禁食吗？ 我们是在喜乐的里面， 但是当我走了以后，他们会禁食的。
So this is the power of truth that Jesus was trying to bring to the Jewish world.
这就是耶稣基督在当时要对犹太人的社会所带出的信息。
Yes, he is the Messiah that they have been waiting for.
耶稣基督要让 犹太人知道他就是他们所期待的弥赛亚。
But Jesus didn't come to fix what was wrong in Judaism.
所以耶稣基督来就是要调整那个犹太教信仰里面的错误。
Because it has failed.
因为那些错误的信仰会让他们失败。
It failed miserably.
而且是失败败得好惨。
if Jesus just fix it the way it is and just make it okay, people will stumble and fall once again.
你知道吗? 当耶稣基督帮助他们好了以后，如果他们继续往旧的方向走，他们还会跌倒。
And so out of the old comes something new right now.
所以 新的东西从旧里出来的时候，不要再回去。
It's what Isaiah said in 11, right? Out of the stump of Jesse comes a new branch.
所以呢，就好像以赛亚在第六章，11，11在第十一章说什么呢？说那个砍下来的树，那个树根呢，会再长出新的叶子。So
it's something new outside of coming out from the old.
所以 从那个坏的旧的地方，有新的东西会长出来。
But it's a new thing, it's no longer the old thing.
但是新的已经不再是旧的东西了。
Hence, this is why Jesus in this one chapter went, flipped all of their worldview completely around.
所以你有没有发现耶稣就是在这里所说的是，他来了，就是把旧的推翻以后，全部变成新的。
And so, in the greatest way of Jesus teaching parables, Jesus shares two stories.
所以你知道耶稣基督很喜欢讲故事，讲比喻，他至少讲了很有趣的比喻在这里。
And so both of these parables he was trying to share is the fact is that the old is not compatible with this new.
所以耶稣在这里用两个比喻在讲说，旧的是没有办法跟新的比的。
If we try to fit the old and new together, we'll end up with nothing.
因为你如果要把旧的跟新的放在一起的时候呢，两个都坏掉了。
And so in our born-again spirit-filled life that we received this weekend, it's incompatible with the old life that we had when we came in.
请你记得，你这次来参加灵修会，如果耶稣基督在你生命里面做新的工作，请你不要再走回头路。你走回头路，你就两个都完了。And
so Jesus first starts talking about a new garment to fix the old.
耶稣第一个比喻是什么？是 新的，旧的衣服不能够用新布把它补上去。It's
very different actually from Mark and Matthew's narrative.
因为这个跟马太跟马可所描述的有一点不太一样。Because
in Matthew and Mark it talks about unshrunk cloth.
你知道，那个在马太福音跟马可福音说会把它缩起来。And
I think we all understand that.
你知道我们都知道为什么呢？那个新布呢会缩会什么的。
We all know this, especially in the church.
在教会里面同样,
How many of you guys like church merchandise?
你们有多少人喜欢买教会在卖的东西?
Okay. I'll tell you the truth.
我告诉我们什么?
We always find the cheapest things.
因为你在教会里面,你在on sale, 对不对? 在教会呢,都是家里面不要的东西拿出来卖的啦。
I mean new merchandise, but when we buy like logo, like t-shirts.
Oh, okay. 但是有时候教会也会拿新的东西来卖，对不对？
I mean church merchandise, that
church
logo.
比如说教会有时候要买一些买衣服啊，那个 t-shirt 拿来卖。
Yeah, so the church will always find the cheapest option.
但是你有没有教会去买那个东西，总是去买比较便宜的啊，然后拿来教会卖。
So if you ever join an organization where they ask you what's your t-shirt size because you have to wear their things, I'll give you a good advice.
所以呢，如果你在教会要买教会给你的 t-shirt 那种哈，你我给你建议哈。
Always get one size bigger.
都是要买那个比原来你买的那个号码大一号。Because
it will shrink.
因为教会买的那些东西都是便宜货，你放在洗下去都会缩水。I'll
tell you a story.
我再告诉你们的故事。We
were on a mission trip one time in an old church.
有一次我们去宣教旅行。And
they asked us to wear shirts because we're youth groups so they don't get lost.
所以呢，我们要求所有的年轻人呢都要穿那个 T-shirt, 我们买的新的 T-shirt, 然后不然的话，不然我们会丢掉。But
because we're cheap, so we only give them one shirt.
所以呢，因为是很便宜，所以我们每一个人只有发一件。
But also, it was in the summer, so everybody was sweaty.
所以呢，因为在夏天呢，我们流汗流很多。
So we have to wash it every night before bed.
所以呢，我们那个衣服必须每一天洗的。
And it's very interesting.
这是很有趣的一点。
Because every day.
所以每一天洗。
All the guys when they bend down or get up, they have to do this.
因为每一天洗，然后衣服呢就缩水以后，穿上去呢，每一天要拉一拉下拉下来一点。
And I think sometimes we get the cheapest shirts that eventually after enough washing it will fit your kids.
所以呢有时候那个衣服洗到久了是可以给小朋友穿的。
So hence this is why the unshrunk cloth will never fit the old.
所以你有没有发现那个新的东西啊会缩水，那缩水的时候呢你就跟旧的没有办法并在一起。
Yes, but in Luke, Jesus shares that a new piece will not match the old.
所以耶稣基督在路加福音所描述的就是新的没有办法跟旧的并在一起。
I think there's really two things to really learn from this narrative.
所以我们可以从耶稣讲这个比喻里面学到好多很好的真理。
Yeah. You know, if we use new pieces of new to fix the old stuff, it won't match.
因为你如果要把新的跟旧的并在一起的时候，两边是不能够配合的。
Because what happens is you end up only patching this one small part of the old.
你知道吗？为了补一点点的钉的地方。
And you're basically only allowing the spirit to come into a small part of your life.
你好像是在你的生命里面，你说我本来就是这个生命，把一些新的小的东西放在你的生命里面而已。
Hence, this is why you're constantly repairing your life over and over again.
所以呢，你在你的生命里面搅来搅去，就永远搅不好。
And you don't feel like you moved on, like you don't feel like you're transformed.
所以因为你就用新的在你的生命一点点而已，搅来搅去呢，你的生命根本连进步都没有。
So even though we are filled with spirit, outpoured by the spirit over and over again, we still feel inside something is not right with me.
所以纵使你常常来这里，常常被圣灵充满了，但是你里面不改。而外面一点点进来的时候，你改不了，因为你的旧的很不舒服。
And because of that, eventually we'll get to the point where we're discouraged and we give up following.
所以到后来，算了，我不要做了，我就照我原来的样子走吧。
And I think in the spiritual term, we call that burnout.
你知道那叫什么呢？在圣经里面有一，到时候我们就好像就烧掉了，没有用了。
But however, we always talk about burnout as doing too much.
你知道，有时候我们在讲说，哇，烧掉太厉害了。
Because oftentimes it's about how we're trying. I think everybody always asks Pastor Chang or I, how do I stay in the spirit? How do I stay?
你知道我们做牧师常常有弟兄姊妹说，我们怎么样常常可以在圣灵的里面？我们怎么样才可以一直更新？
And so we always hear the methods and then we take it to heart and we just keep doing it. We keep doing it.
所以我们好像是就继续做。
But then nothing happens.
但是虽然如此，因为没有改，所以根本什么都没有变。
But friends, because the reason why is that's working is because you've been doing it your own way. You didn't let the Spirit actually minister and work through you.
为什么呢？因为我们要求圣灵只有做一点点而已，而我们自己原来的生命不变。所以呢，你不断的求圣灵充满，通通没有用。
But the second thing we can know about this, about putting a new patch in an old clothes, is this.
所以你看到这个，把新布放在旧布上面，就是这个样子。
Yeah. It's also the fact is that you actually value your old clothes than this something new.
而且你有没有发现，为什么会人有把新布放在旧衣服上面？因为你觉得旧衣服还有价值。
I think it's unfortunately because sometimes the new is so much better, so much more expensive, but we tear it apart anyways for a very cheap pair of pants.
但是有一件很糟糕的事情就是呢，我们对旧的东西好像很珍惜了，所以呢，哇，只有坏一点点没关系，就拿新的布把它补上去。
But in our spiritual term, we don't know what we're receiving is new. It's so valuable, so good.
但是我在这里要告诉我们诸位，如果你的生命要改变，如果你的生命需要完全翻转在神的里面，你的老我如果不死，新的放进去一点点用都没有用。
And I'll tell you this, when we live life like this, everybody knows something is wrong with you.
所以纵使你是基督徒了，纵使你被圣灵充满了，但是人看起来还是怪怪的了。
Let me tell you a story.
我告诉我们一个故事。
When I was still working as a mechanic,
你知道我以前是一个修理汽车的技工哈。
One day, customer came with a very, very expensive car.
有一间呢，有一个客人呢，开了一部非常高级的车子来。
I think as a pastor, I'll never afford it.
Yeah, 我知道我做牧师那种车我弟买不起。
I think as both pastors, if we chip in our money, we'll never pay for it.
而且我们把两个牧师的钱放在那里也买不起。
And he came to us, only had 1,000 miles in the car, and he complained that the radio doesn't work.
他那部车只有开到大概一千里而已哈，但是他在埋怨说那个收音机不动不听的，没有用。
And as I was looking at it, I told them, why don't you take it to the dealer? It should be under warranty.
我告诉他说，你只有开一千迈而已，你只用送到那个你车行里面叫他们换了。
And they told, and he, and the dealership told them that they don't have the part in stock. Car is way too new.
你知道吗？那个。那个 dealer 那个卖车的说我没有办法，因为我没有这种货了，在这个车是很名贵哈。
And so he complained, why don't you take one of the old new radios from the new cars that you didn't sell and give it to me?
他就说，那你就把那个新的车子的那个收音机拿放在我这里。
And the dealer told them, you know how much this car is, we're not going to do that.
你知道吗？那个卖车人说，你不知道你这部车子多贵啊，怎么可能？
See, and they suggested we'll buy back your car and we'll give you this new car.
那个 dealer 说，卖车的说，那这样好了，我们把你的车收购回来，那你就把这部新的车子买去吧。
And he said no.
他说不要。
This is my car.
因为这部车我是买了，这是我的。
You see, the dealer even knows the value of this new.
因为那个卖车人也知道这部旧车子很有价值。
So they came to me.
所以因为这样子，他跑来找我们这个技工看看能不能修了。
And my boss begged me, said, please, 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 please.
那所以我的老板就说，拜托，拜托，拜托，帮修一修。
And so I took a breath and I said, okay, look at it.
我说好吧，好吧，我来试看看吧。
So I matched and I found out I can get a different part from a cheaper car.
所以呢，我发现有一部分呢，我可以从一部比较便宜的车子的东西拿过来。
So we went to the dealer to ask if they had the part in stock.
所以呢，我就问那个跑去那个卖车的公司，你们有没有这一部分的那个材料给我们？
They said, sorry, we're out of stock.
他说对不起，已经没有了。
But then he handed me a screwdriver.
然后他把一个 screwdriver 就是那个扳手给我。
And he said, there's 20 cars in the lot, you can take one out from any one of them.
他说后面有20部车子，你可以去找找看。
So I took it out and I put it in this gentleman's car.
所以我就从那里把那个旧的东西拿过来，就拿回去放。
And it fit.
Hey, 可以哦。
It turned on.
而且可以有声音哦。
But when it turned on, for 5 seconds, you see the logo of the cheap car.
但是你知道，五分钟以后，那个表格就出现问题了。
And I was like, this is not good.
哇，这个不好。
Because it's an expensive car, and now you have a cheap logo.
你知道为什么呢？因为那么贵的名贵的车子里面有很多，那有这个便宜货在里面就彰显出来了。
And so when the customer picked it up, I knew he was not going to be happy.
所以我知道这个人来看的时候，他不太高兴。
But he looked at it and he said, it's good.
然后但是他觉得没有关系，很好。
But I guarantee you, every friend that he drove because it's an expensive car, he'll show it off.
我告诉你，他可能会告诉他朋友他有这个经验。
And then they sit in the car.
但是他们坐在车上的时候。
And when the radio turns on.
当那个收音机打开的时候。
They see this cheap logo of expensive car.
那个很便宜的那个 logo 的 sign 的记号会跑出来。
All the friends think about him.
你知道他的朋友都会说，你这个名贵的车子怎么装了一个烂东西在里面。
There's something strange, but for some reason the owner can't see that.
但是你知道吗？很奇怪哈，这个车主他可以看到哦，因为那个旧的东西哈放在上面的时候会显示出这个旧东西的影子在上面，但是这个主人他不觉得怪，但是他朋友看起来很怪。
But I find this very interesting. Because the dealer of the expensive car said, no, we're not doing it. We're not touching any of our cars.
所以呢,那个新,那个卖车的啊,说我们从来不把新的东西放旧的东西。
Because the car is way too valuable.
因为那些车太有价值了。
But in this other dealership where it's cheap, where the cars are cheaper,
yeah, 但是有一些比较便宜的货的车啊。
They're more than happy to let me just tear a radio off.
你知道吗?他们没有关系啊,反正旧货那个比较便宜的车呢,拿东西起来没问题。
So friends, my question is, how much do we value this new life that Christ has given us?
弟兄姊妹,我现在要问你一件事情,就是,你的生命,如果不改变,你愿意把新的东西放在你旧的生命里面吗?
And so I want to, and we're going to talk about the second parable, which is the title of our theme, of our retreat.
你知道第二个比喻是耶稣讲的。
And Jesus says in imperative, we must put our new wine into new wineskins.
在第二个比喻耶稣讲的很重要就是,但新酒必须放装在新皮袋里。
For many of us, we are filled with new wine.
因为新酒必须装在新皮袋里面。
But perhaps some of us, we still have an old wineskin.
但是如果你倒新酒进去,你还是旧的皮袋怎么样?
It's gonna burst and it's gonna leak out.
你那个旧皮袋会裂掉。
And so we might feel good today, but after a while, we'll go back to exactly where we were.
而最后,你还是走回原来的样子。
And of course, I know like sometimes we think, oh, wineskin, oh, if it cracks, we could try to patch it, we fix it.
所以我们以为说没有关系啊,破了又再补,赶快补啊。You
know, but even though we try, you realize the old and new is not compatible.
但是不管如何,纵使你再补,新的总是跟旧的不能够配合在一起。
This old wineskin cannot be patched.
因为旧,新的酒绝对不能放在
As, I sound like Jesus because I'm using my trade, but as a mechanic, I'll tell you one thing, you can't patch a tire.
我告诉你,我是一个汽车的技师,跟你讲,你如果有旧的轮胎,你不能够把那个什么新的东西放在旧皮带上面。
I know you argue that if I had a flat tire, I go to the shop, they plug it, and I'm good.
如果我的车破了,你那个车胎破了,把新的补上去就好了,不是吗?
But I'll tell you something, it's going to blow.
但是我告诉你,你如果旧的车上面有新的那个胎补上去,一定会破掉。
We might think that it holds.
虽然好像有一段时间可以用,
and some of you guys said that it's been 10 years, it's still holding.
但是你或许会说, 哎, 10年了都还不错。
Lucky for you.
那是 lucky for you, 那你是很幸福的。
I guarantee you, if you have rage that you didn't write down in your thing, and you drive like 100 miles an hour.
我告诉你, 有一天,如果你的车子呢, 开到 100 mile的速度的时候, 在高速公路上。
Especially when it's that hot like we had last week.
特别像在很大热天里面,
it won't hold.
我跟你讲, 那么热天而且在高速里面, 绝对撑不了。
But many customers will come and curse me and say, like, it can't be fixed.
所以有人就埋怨说, 哎, 这个不行啊。
And just like many people in the church will come and tell me that my old life, I can put Jesus in it.
所以好像, 如果我是在车行里面的机工啊, 那我现在在教会当牧师啊, 有很多人跟我讲说, 我这个旧胎没有关系啦, 把补一些耶稣新的在我们里面没问题啦。
But Jesus says you must put in a new wineskin.
比如说不行。
You cannot go back to your old.
因为你如果要在耶稣基督里, 必须要成为新的, 不然的话, 旧的跟新的没有办法合在一起。
Friends, we spent so much time this weekend breaking curses, cleaning ourselves up.
弟兄姊妹,我们这个礼拜,我们花了不很长的时间要把那旧的东西清掉。
In our English congregation, they didn't finish until right before dinner time.
你知道吗?我们英语堂很认真地做,做到昨天吃饭,吃晚饭的时候才做完。
And to be honest, I think some of us, we still have more to go.
但是坦白讲哈，你这样清完了以后，你问他里面还有没有旧的
？Yes. Don't let all the work that we have done be a waste.
一定还有。所以呢，不要让你已经做的停下来，不然的话，你就前功尽弃都没有用。
Because all that new wine will spill out, and we have to start all over again.
因为你要更新，那你就更新一半，或者没有更新全部，你那个新的东西进来会把你旧的生命完全拆毁掉。
Do you know how hard it is to make new wine?
你知道吗？要制造新酒，那不简单哦。
Think about it, you have to till the land.
你知道吗？第一个，你要锄地。
You gotta grow the vines out.
而且你要种葡萄。
And if they're drooping, you gotta lift them up.
而且呢，那个葡萄你要把它架枝才让那个是高起来。
And if they are lifted, you gotta prune it now.
而且有一些不好的地方你要把它修掉。
Then we gotta harvest the grapes.
然后你收要收成啊。
You gotta sort like the bad grapes out.
而且你要把那个坏的那个葡萄丢掉。
And then you gotta crush it.
然后呢，然后再做整理一下。
And then press it.
然后再让它成长一点。
And then you gotta let it ferment.
然后你要继续施肥等等。
And then eventually becomes new wine.
那后来葡萄结出来了。
But guess what? If we just do that and then let it put in old wineskin, just burst and spills all over the place.
你知道吗？当你这些新酒把它压榨出来成为新酒了，那你把它放在旧皮袋里面，你前面所做的那些事情，辛苦流汗所做的好几个月所做的东西，到时候。旧皮袋破了以后全部流出来，你的工作完全没有用。
Yeah, all that was wasted.
就浪费了。
But I'm starting to realize why, because I have so many friends that are winemakers, why we need new wineskin.
你知道我有很多朋友他们是专门在酿酒的哈，他们知道为什么新酒要放在新皮袋里面。
Because even with new wineskins, it can still burst.
你知道甚至包括你用新的皮带，还有可能那个新的酒会把它撑破。
It's just less of a chance of it bursting.
只是它被撑破的机会比较小而已。
Because there's still work to be done.
因为新酒还在发酵。
Because it has to gas out. The wine has to gas out.
因为还有那个 gas, 还有那个气在里面在膨胀。
And so as a good winemaker, we have to let the air out.
所以呢有时候那个酿酒的要把那个盖子打开让空气出来。
When in people my age, there's one hobby that men likes to do.
像我的年纪这种人，很多年轻人都想尝试新的东西。
And it's not drinking.
甚至不要酿酒不要喝的。
But it's actually making it.
但是喜欢酿酒，但是不想。
Especially making beer.
特别是制造啤酒。
They get very proud when their friends tell them it's good beer.
然后自己酿啤酒出来，要告诉朋友说，哇，这是最低流的啤酒。
So I have one friend that was so interested in it.
因为我一个朋友他很喜欢做。
And his wife will always complain to me about it.
太太一直埋怨。
So one day he told me the story.
有一天他告诉我一件事情。
He fought with his wife.
他跟他的太太吵架。
And his wife went downstairs.
然后太太到他到楼下到地下室。
And very quickly he heard glass shattering downstairs.
哇、wow, 他忽然在上面听到下面噼里啪啦。
And he got pretty mad. So he ran down.
非常非常愤怒。
So I finally have reason to yell.
所以他下去就大声骂他的太太。
But instead all he said his wife was gone and the whole kitchen was just filled with beer foam.
所以呢当他走着他太太走了以后呢整个家都充满着那种啤酒味。
Because he put bottled it way too early.
因为什么呢？因为他把那个新酒放在新皮袋里面太快。
And he thought it was done.
他以为他做完了。
So when it got too hot, the yeast started expanding more and it blew.
其实不是他太太破坏，是他里面的东西都爆掉了。
See, new wine needs gassing.
因为新酒在发酵的时候需要有空气可以排出去。
So friends, it's an encouragement to know that while we have a new wine, a new wineskin, we have to continue gassing it out.
换一句话说，弟兄姊妹，你要承接耶稣基督的生命在你里面，请你记得， 你这个旧皮囊如果不改，没有用。
It's not a one-time occurrence.
而且不是一改变一次就够。
You have to continue to continue to address your soul.
请你记得，你的生命要不断的更新，不断的更新在耶稣基督的爱里面。
Because every day there's chances of us to fall.
因为每一天都有可能在某一个时点，某一件事情就爆掉。
Yes, and so we have to make sure that we examine ourselves and address and clean up ourselves day in, day out, every single day of our life.
所以我们每一天必须在神的面前把旧的、不好的、错误的、罪的思想一件一件的清掉。
The reason why I choose Luke, because Pastor Chang chose Matthew for our theme, is because of this last verse in 39.
因为我为什么选路加福音，张牧师选马太福音呢？因为路加福音这里是他的最后的一章的结束，这一章的最后的结束。
And the last verse that he says is, "No one after drinking old desires new, for he says old is good."
因为最后39节这样说，没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，他总说陈的好。
And in the English versions, they'll have a footnote that says that other version says it's better, not just good.
Okay.It's better, no?
It's, old, it's the better.
Better.
The old is better.
Well, 那个有的翻译是说因为旧的陈酒比新的好。
I think in the reason why they keep the translation as good is because it's congruent to what Jesus is talking about with the Pharisees.
Yeah, 这就是耶稣基督哈，这是耶稣基督啊、为什么新又加这句话在那边？因为这是耶稣当时对那些法利赛人所说的话。
Because the Pharisees are saying, "Oh, the old wine is way better."It's good. It's good enough.
因为他们总是觉得，因为那个法利赛人总是说，哇，旧酒，那个陈酒一定是好的。
Because they didn't even think about the new. They didn't care about.
因为他们没有想过新的是好的，所以他们从来讲新的不尽好。
But friends in this church, I think the term better is better for us.
你知道弟兄姊妹，那个陈酒是什么呢？是好的意思，就是因为经过装备、经过操练、经过磨练出来的东西。
I'm telling you this is because the challenge of sustaining new wine is we have to maintain this new wine.
所以你知道吗？新皮带要装在新酒里面，要你新酒一定要常常放在新皮带里面。
And you have to constantly keep purging this new wine so that it doesn't burst.
所以呢，你要常常放在把新酒放在新皮带里面，不然它会爆掉。
And so it's difficult, isn't it?
那是不简单的事情，不是吗？
I think this is one of the challenges as sanctified Christians to continue walking in this.
会，那就是说我们基督徒呢？不断地在神的面前要做更新的工作。
And sometimes we oftentimes fall and we go back to our old ways.
有时候我们会跌倒。有时候我们会想走回头路。
Because we know the old and we're comfortable and we're happy with it.
因为在旧的生活里面，在旧的体系里面，我们觉得比较舒服。
We prefer it.
What?
We prefer it.
我们想这样比较好。
Especially when we talk about wine, I think we're always going to say old wine is better.
但是另外一边你会发现，哎，但是当喝酒的时候，我们总是想喝老酒，不是喝新酒。
So I want to ask you guys a question.
我要问我们一件事情啊。
If I have two bottles in hand right now.
如果我手上有两瓶酒。
From California, Napa Valley.
从加州的那个葡萄园的那个葡萄谷那边拿出来的。
One of them was just made 2025.
有一瓶是2025年的。
The other one is 2020.
有一瓶是2020的。
Which one would you say is better?
你说哪一个会比较好一点？
I realize that none of us here are connoisseurs of wine.
我说你们都以为就是酒是，所以比较老酒比较好，对不对？
Because 2020 and 2025 are the same.
因为从酿酒人来讲，2020跟2025差不多吧。
Because 2020 had one of the worst forest fires in California.
因为2020的当时的那个环境还有那个所产生出来的葡萄不太好。
And the grape, so the wine is bad.
所以他们当时呢，那个时候的葡萄不是很好。
So we just oftentimes make assumptions that the old is better.
所以我们有时候会假设以为说比较老的比较好。
But as you can see, maybe your old life is so much worse.
但是请你记得，有时候你要记得哈，你不要以为老的酒都好。
When Israel came out of Egypt, they were excited.
你知道当以色列人离开埃及的时候，离开埃及的时候，他们很高兴。
And then they were given the covenant commandments.
所以呢，他们在西乃山呢，摩西向他们颁布了十诫。
But then when it gets hard, they started complaining.
但是呢，当他们遇到困难的时候，就开始埋怨了。
And they say it's better back in Egypt.
所以呢，他说让我们回去吧，在埃及还比较好呢。
What is better than slavery?
你知道有什么比你回去做奴隶好啊？你以为做奴隶好吗？
It's such a crazy thing that we oftentimes think as human beings.
弟兄姊妹，我们人很头脑怪怪的。那个老的东西哈，没有了，哎，就会觉得老的好。但是你在场的时候就埋怨，哎，这就是我们的生命很奇怪。
So friends, it is time for a new thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在是我们该改变的时候。
So how do we maintain?
让我们如何维持
？So Jesus said in the beginning about fasting.
所以耶稣开始讲，从那个什么，从什么呢？从禁食开始讲起。
Jesus shared that we'll celebrate when we're in His presence.
耶稣基督说，当他跟我们在一起的时候，我们应该庆祝。
But when the bridegroom is away, we will start to fast.
但是当耶稣离开以后，我们就要开始禁食了。
You see, while we're here amongst brothers and sisters in fellowship and the Spirit, we know that Christ is here and we're celebrating.
所以请记得，耶稣跟我们在一起的时候，我们应该喜乐，这个对。
But when we head off, we may not feel the bridegroom anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里好像耶稣跟我们在一起很喜乐，对不对？但当你回去的时候，你要知道你所面对的是每一天的生活，你又必须面对挑战的时候，有时候你必须禁食。
And these are the moments to fast.
那个时候，你禁食是对的。
Friends, fasting is never about, you know, starving yourself or giving up things.
你知道，有人把禁食就是哦，我愿意放弃吃东西，然后放弃一些东西，以为那就是禁食。
We have, but it's actually about intentionally giving up food, giving up objects or our enticements, just so that we can have capacity for Jesus.
Yeah. 但是其实禁食最重要的目的就是，我愿意放弃我喜爱的东西，暂时放下，让我的生命有空间可以让我跟主耶稣讲话。
So we have more opportunity and time throughout our days to spend with our Lord.
所以当你回去的时候，记得你要放弃一些东西，在那段时间里面空下来，单单找耶稣基督跟他讲话，那是非常重要的。
If anyone here is going to be baptized in December, I'll give you a cheat.
A cheat.
A cheat.
Oh, okay.如果哈，你们有人十二月要受洗，我给你们一个欺骗的办法。
Because Elder Jidong will ask you a question.
因为基东长老会问你一个问题。
And the answer is always read your Bible, come to church and pray.
而且那个答案总是你要记得常常回来做教会做礼拜，你要常常读经祷告。
But if that's exactly what you're just doing, then you're doing what the Pharisees are doing with fasting.
但是我告诉你哈，如果你常常告诉弟兄姊妹你要常常读经，你要祷告，而且禁食，你就是像法利赛人一样。
Because when you're reading the Bible, you have to live into the Word, abide in the Word.
请你记得哈，不是天天读圣经你就是成圣，你读圣经要把圣经的生命活出来，在你的生命里面才有用。
When you come to church, it's not just showing up Sundays and maybe handing out a little bit of offering.
你到教会礼拜天来做礼拜的时候，不要我就来奉献一些钱呢，那表示我就是基督徒，我是礼拜天做礼拜的基督徒。
But being in the church is that this is your body and you are in participation and fellowship with the church.
当然你在教会里面，教会是你的生命的一部分，教会的弟兄姊妹跟你有很好的连结，所以你是属这个教会，你是这个教会的一部分，你来参加教会聚会，这是应该的。
And prayer isn't just Dear Jesus, Amen.
但是祷告并不是告诉耶稣基督这些事情完，你要就说最后说阿门结束了。
It's about developing intimacy with Him.
你知道祷告的目的就是盼望你可以跟耶稣建立更亲密的关系。
That's what we're supposed to do when we feel far away from God.
所以特别是你如果觉得你跟耶稣有距离越来越远的时候，你就是更需要祷告。
So may we live this new life.
那就是成为新生命的可能性。
I'm going to close with this semi-warning.
所以我要用 几句话来做警告，做的结束。
Because many wait for another retreat for next filling when we stumble.
你知道很多人呢来参加灵修会以后回去以后会跌倒的很多。
You know, just so that we feel good again.
有时候呢，有时候我们跌倒以后，我们觉得好像还不错哈。
Right. Don't go that way anymore.
请你们记得哈，你如果可以不要跌倒，不要想要去跌倒。
Our youth group has just went through the Book of Kings.
因为我们年轻人刚读完那个列王记。
And every time a good king arrives in Judah, the thing they do is they cleanse the temple.
你知道吗？每一次当一个新王起来，他是一个好王的时候，他一定会到圣殿里面去做洁净的工作。
And many of us we're kind of like that. We come to retreat, we experience the spirit either in seminary, in Dunamis, or the retreat, and then it's almost like we're cleansing the temple over and over again like that.
那就所以我们每一年来参加灵修会，或者是我们参加教会的那个PMI 的培训等等，好像每一次就在我们家里面或者我们自己的生活。属灵生命里面在做洁净的工作。
But then it came to this one king, Josiah.
但是圣经里面说有一个叫约西亚，这一个新的王起来。
And he did the exact same thing. He cleansed the temple. He threw out idols all over, even into Israel.
他呢，他做得非常彻底。他来一个宗教改革非常厉害啊。第一个，他先洁净圣殿，然后呢，他甚至洁净那个在地方上的那个拜偶像的偶像啊，所以从南犹大国一直清到北以色列国，因为当时北以色列国已经亡国了。
But friends, unfortunately for Judah, it was too late.
但是弟兄姊妹，纵使约西亚这一王做这么彻底的宗教改革，但是已经太慢了。
Manasseh before him have already provoked God enough where God said it's over.
因为在他之前的王叫做马拉西，是一个非常糟糕的王，因为马拉西所做的邪恶，耶和华神已经说太慢了，不行了，要毁了。
Friends, don't continue the cycle. What if one day it is too late?
弟兄姊妹，请我们记得哈，我们不要今天轻了，明天又轻了，直到有一天神说没有用了，你再轻也没有用了。那就完了。
One day Jesus will come back.
因为有一天耶稣就会回来的。
And the time is up.
当他回来的时候，时间就结束了。
But we don't know when that is.
我们虽然不知道什么时候他来。
It could be even right now after we leave.
有可能就是现在或者等一下我们回家。
It could be another years from now.
有可能有一两年或者几年以后。
But why are we taking the gamble?
所以不要去赌说耶稣什么时候来。
But however, why don't we remind ourselves of what Christ said that evening when he was betrayed by Judas?
你知道记不记得当耶稣基督被卖那个晚上，犹大出卖耶稣。
You know, in that Passover Seder, Jesus never finished the Passover.
你知道吗？那天晚上耶稣他月节哈，吃了好长的时间，没有能快结束。
Because they didn't finish the last cup.
为什么呢？因为他们最后一个那个杯没有喝完。
And Jesus said to his disciples, "I won't drink anymore until we meet in heaven."
那个杯没有喝完的时候，耶稣说：“我不会再喝这个杯了，直到上帝的国来的时候。”
So why don't we harbor this new wine and hold it so that when we see him face to face, we'll share it with him.
所以求主帮助我们呢，不要等，而且不要冒险。说上帝还让我再做一次，那你还没有来之前，我赶快悔改哈！不要冒险把你的生命、把你的永生放在赌注里面。
Yeah, so I'm going to close with a story.
就在这里结束，告诉我们一个故事。
My father was very poor back in China.
我的父亲在中国的时候是非常穷困的一个人。
He did many odd jobs.
他做了好多的杂工。
The last one it was he ripped out animals for the skin to make jackets.
Wow. 最后一次就是他把那个动物的皮扒掉哈，然后去做皮衣。
So they weren't very wealthy, my family.
你知道吗？你可以想象我的家不是一个很富裕的家庭。
Well, my dad was blessed because he got become an apprentice in Hong Kong with a carpenter.
你知道吗？直到有一天我爸爸到香港成为一个木匠， 在那边学习木匠的工作。
And funny thing, once he finally made enough money, the first thing he bought was a very expensive bottle of cognac.
Cognac, what is it?
Alcohol.
Oh, okay. 你知道当他当他呢当他有足够钱的时候，他就在香港买了一瓶非常贵的酒哈，在家里。
And he holds on to it and he showcases it.
然后他就把它放在那个窗橱里面很漂亮的地方。
I remember as a little kid, he's like, you see, son, when I first came to Hong Kong and I made money, that's what I bought.
他常常告诉我说，孩子，你知道吗？爸爸呢，没有钱的时候，来香港赚到钱的时候，就买了一瓶最名贵的酒放在酒瓶，放在橱柜里面。
I remember because it was funny because he was scolding me and I said, you bought this, but you couldn't buy me a little car.
然后 我就跟他讨价还价说，你为了买这瓶酒，你不买一部车子给我。
Tiny car, not.
不是大车，是玩具车啦。
But I remember as we were moving to multiple houses in Hong Kong and into America, he carried it with him.
你知道吗？我们搬过好多处，搬过好多家在香港啊。他那一瓶绝对不会忘记。
And it's still sitting in his house right now.
而且到现在还放在他的橱柜里面。
And he wants to celebrate with it.
然后他常常在庆祝那一瓶酒。
He actually bought three bottles.
他后来其实他是买了三瓶的。
And one bottle he opened.
有一瓶他打开了。
And that was when Lily and I got married.
那个就是我跟我太太结婚的时候他开的那瓶。
Because it's, when I was born, he bought a bottle.
因为那一瓶是我出生的时候他买的。
He also bought another bottle when my sister was born.
因为他又买了一瓶就是我的妹妹生的时候。
But he's still waiting to open that.
然后他还没有打开。
But this first bottle he bought, we were talking over dinner last week, because my son Kerry and him shared the same birthday.
你知道吗？因为我的儿子跟他的生日一样，所以呢，他上礼拜又打开一瓶。
And he turned 70.
他今年变成70岁了哈。
And so on his lunar New Year birthday, my brother will come over also.
因为在农历年的时候，我的弟弟会来。
And he's going. He says that we should open it.
所以他说，你弟弟来，我们可以打开第三瓶了。
I think he's expressing that he's retiring finally.
因为他要表达说我退休了。
So he held on to that bottle for so many years.
你知道他把这些三瓶非常名贵的酒呢，他放了好久。
He carried it through multiple places.
那搬家的时候一定要把这个宝贝带着走啊。
I find that fitting because if we have new wine that we're holding on waiting for Jesus, why we need to do the same thing?
你知道吗？我在这里告诉我们，如果你的生命有耶稣的新酒，请你带着。有一天你会面见耶稣。
Yeah, carry it and let's celebrate together when we see Jesus face to face.
你把那一瓶新酒就装在你生命里面，当你面见耶稣的时候，那将是最漂亮的时候。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Gracious Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving us new wine.
耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们新酒。
Lord, we ask that, Lord, we keep it in new wineskins.
求你帮助我们生命就像一个新的皮带，把这瓶把主你赏赐的新酒放在我们生命里面。
And Lord, may we recognize how valuable it is.
让我们珍惜看重那是多有价值的东西。
And let us care for it on the days of our lives.
主啊，求你帮助我们就带着在我们生命里面。
Until the day we see you face to face.
直到有一天我们跟你面对面见面的时候。
And may we celebrate.
让我们可以跟主耶稣一起庆祝。
So we thank you and praise you.
我们要感谢你，赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
哇，我们感谢主，江牧师的信息很棒，对不对？我感谢主，我们给他鼓掌好吗？感谢主。虽然我翻译的还可以麻麻的啦，就是有一些不太好的地方求主原谅。
Okay, Pastor Chan wants to thank, the word that I was sharing this morning, and he wants to thank that he was able to translate, even though he felt like it's not great, but I'm sure yours is way better than mine.
Okay, 好，我们来站起来唱一首诗歌，好吗？
We're going to rise and sing a response song.
The power of your love.
Okay.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们听到的信息，你愿不愿意将耶稣基督给你的新酒放在你的新皮带里面？
So friends, as you heard the word this morning, are you willing to allow the new wine that Jesus given, and you're going to put it in a new wineskin?
好，我先问第一件事情，你愿意耶稣基督新酒的，请举手。
So are you willing to receive the new wine from Jesus? Would you raise your hand?
有人举一半，是不是要一半就好？
Someone,
你如果要全部，你就举高一点，好不好？
Yeah.
不要客气，你说主啊，我一半就好，我很谦卑。也不必在神的面前，也不必谦卑、
Yeah, do not be modest in front of our God.
Yeah. 好，好，请放下。
Right, put your hands down.
刚才江牧师一直告诉我们说，要将新酒装在新皮带里面。
We just shared with you that you have to put this new wine in a new wineskin.
请问你的老我，旧的生命要不要拿走？
So I want to ask you, your old life, when you came, before you came in, are you willing to let it go?
你知道你心里面的软弱是什么？你知道你心里面的罪性是什么？
You know deep inside your soul what is your sins and your dark areas.
要把那个拿走不简单。
To remove that is not easy.
除非你在神的面前说，主啊，求圣灵帮助我。
Unless you come before the presence of God and say, Lord, let your spirit help me.
请你记得，耶稣讲过一句话，耶稣告诉了门徒说，你们要警醒，跟我警醒片刻。结果门徒一到客西马尼就睡着了。然后耶稣讲一句话说，心灵愿意，但是肉体不行了，肉体软弱。
When Jesus on that night went to the Gethsemane to pray with his disciples, he told them to pray, but they, of course, they fell asleep. And Jesus said these one words, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
那就是我们的毛病。
That's our issue.
好不好，我们真的就像什么呢？每一天祷告，求主洁净我们。
So on a daily basis, we come to God and we ask God.
所以请我不要说我祷告祷告没有用，对我来讲，因为我看到好多人真的没有用。
Don't tell us that, oh, you pray every day, because, to be honest, sometimes we see that's not working, it's not happening.
因为我们看起来就像法利赛人。
It's almost we pray as Pharisees.
我每天祷告，祷告有什么用？
I pray every day, but is the prayer effective?
我说，我读圣经。
I read scripture.
有什么用？
What's the use?
我每天做礼拜。
I worship every weekend.
没有用。
It's useless.
只有一个形式而已。
It's only one.
生命一点改变都没有。
And your whole, your spirit and your life has not changed at all.
我们要新酒干什么？
Why do we need new wine?
除非你愿意让圣灵改变你的生命，不然的话，你的新酒会杀死你。
It's only if you allow the new wine to transform your life, or else the wine is going to destroy you.
所以我在这里建议我们弟兄姊妹说，主啊，我愿意新酒，但是请你用圣灵改变我的生命。
So we had to ask, Lord, I receive your new wine, but please use your spirit to transform me.
这样才有果效。
Then there is fruit.
好不好，我再问一次。
So we're going to ask one more time.
你如果愿意耶稣基督新酒，请举手。
So if you want the new wine of Christ, would you raise your hand?
好，请把手放下。你愿意把你的老我，把你的生命交在耶稣基督里面，让圣灵改变你，成为新的皮带的，请举手。
If you want to give up your old life for this new wineskin, raise your hand.
请你记得你现在举手，神都看到哈。
Just know that if you raise your hand, God sees.
好不好，我们把手继续举着。
May we keep our hands up.
请我们一起在神的面前，跟我一起祷告好吗？
May we pray in the presence of God together.
主啊，我们在你面前立约，我们需要新酒，但是我们这旧皮带不好，求圣灵帮助我们，给我们一个新的皮带，让我们把旧的交在你手中，换新的，让我们有新酒新皮带，我们走回去不再一样。主啊，帮助我们，我们愿意让你看到我们是一个新造的人。主啊，塑造我们， 求主扶持。演讲英语。
Yes. Lord Jesus, we plead to you.
Lord Jesus, we plead to you.
We ask, Lord, that you fill us with new wine.
We ask you to fill us with new wine.
But Lord, we also ask for a new wineskin.
Lord, we also ask for a new wineskin.
Lord, may we hand over our old wineskin to you.
Lord, we will never overcome our old wineskin.
Because it's only in the new wineskin we will be transformed.
Because only new wineskin that we can be transformed.
So transform us day to day.
Transform us day to day.
And make us become more like Christ.
Make us be more Christ-like.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. 奉耶稣救圣名。
Amen.
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 弟兄姊妹。